She's totally confounded, Ignatia said happily. Wait until she hears of my apocalyptic meeting with Miss O'Hara.
Ignatius, what's that you got?
A communication from Myrna Minx.
What that girl wants?
She's threatening suicide unless I swear that my heart is hers alone.
Ain't that awful? I bet you've been telling that poor girl a lot of lies. I know you, Ignatius.
Behind the door, there were sounds of dressing. Something that sounded like a piece of metal fell to the floor.
Where are you going to?
Miss Riley asked the peeling paint.
Please, Mother,
a basso profundo voice answered.
I'm rather rushed. Stop bothering me, please.
You might as well stay at home all day long for all the money you're bringing in,
Mrs. Riley screamed at the door.
How am I going to meet the note I got to pay that man?
I wish that you would let me alone. I'm addressing a political meeting tonight, and I must organize my thoughts.
A political meeting? Ignatius, ain't that wonderful? Maybe you'll make good in politics, boy. You got you a fine voice. What club, honey? The Crescent City Democrats? The old regulars?
The party is secret at the moment, I'm afraid.
What kind of political party's secret?
Mrs. Riley asked suspiciously.
Are you going to talk with a bunch of communists?
Ho-hum.
Somebody give me some pamphlets on the communists, boy. I've been reading all about the communists. Don't try to fool me, Ignatius.
Yes, I saw one of those pamphlets in the hall this afternoon. You either dropped it there on purpose so that I could benefit from its message, or you tossed it there accidentally during your regular afternoon wine orgy in the belief that it was a particularly elephantine bit of confetti. I imagine that your eyes have some trouble focusing at about 2 in the afternoon. Well, I read through the pamphlet. It's almost completely illiterate. Goodness knows where you get such garbage. Probably from the old woman who sells pralines at the cemetery. Well, I am not a communist, so let me alone.
Ignatius, don't you think maybe you'd be happy if you went and took you a little rest at charity?
Are you referring to the psychiatric ward by any chance?
Ignatius demanded in a rage.
Do you think that I am insane? Do you suppose that some stupid psychiatrist could even attempt to fathom the workings of my psyche?
You could just rest, honey. You could write some stuff in your little copybooks.
They would try to make me into a moron who liked television and new cars and frozen food. Don't you understand? Psychiatry is worse than communism. I refuse to be brainwashed. I won't be a robot.
But, Ignatius, they help out a lot of people got problems.
Do you think that I have a problem?
Ignatius bellowed.
The only problem that those people have, anyway, is that they don't like new cars and hairsprays. That's why they are put away. They make the other members of the society fearful. Every asylum in this nation is filled with poor souls who simply cannot stand lanolin, cellophane, plastic, television, and subdivisions.
Ignatius, that ain't true. You remember old Mr. Becknell used to live down the block? They locked him up because he was running down the street naked.